Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. God bless you. I love you. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I've been sharing a message on coping with change, and that word cope, as I brought forth in the very first day we began sharing this message, that it's not a passive sort of, you know, grit your teeth and keep a stiff upper lip, but it is striking or fighting. It means to deal with in an attempt to overcome problems and difficulties. And change is a part of our lives. As I shared those beautiful passages in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, that there's a season for everything in our lives, that God has made everything beautiful in His time. Sometimes they don't appear beautiful to us, but there is reason and purpose in it, because the Lord has one purpose, His end game, if you will. I love to keep things simple, and hopefully that's a benefit to you, but it really helps me, is that we need to be like Jesus. That's the bottom line, until we all come into the measure of the stature of a perfect man, under the measure of Christ Jesus. And I was thinking, years ago I ordered a Gaither tape, and Brother Glass, he just loved listening to those songs. He said, those are the kind of songs I grew up with. And I remember I heard a song, Hold to His Hand, to God's Unchanging Hands. Because I love you, I won't try to sing it. I'm not a vocalist. I am a worshiper. But I've been sharing that we need to hold on to the Lord with both hands. And we looked with one hand yesterday at the importance of certainty, holding on with both hands with certainty and confidence. And we can have the certainty of faith, the certainty of hope, of truth, and a reward for righteousness. We know that as we serve God, our labors in the Lord are not in vain. And now let's look of holding on to Him with another hand of confidence, that we can have confidence before God. Even though the devil will come to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, what else does he do? He comes to condemn you. He comes to accuse you. And in 1 John 3:21, John tells us, Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God. What is that saying? Basically, if we've accepted Jesus, if we're born again, the Holy Spirit dwells within us, and He uses our conscience. He is very capable of convicting, and we know when we've done something wrong. You might not want to acknowledge it, you might want to push it away, but you can't get away from that insistent, nagging little voice that wants to get you right with the Lord, where you need to repent of what you've done and claim the forgiveness that He so freely offers. So if your heart is not condemning you, you can have confidence before God. We can have confidence in the Lord. This is Psalm 118, 8 and 9, modern language. It is better to rely on the Lord than to put confidence in man. Can anyone say amen out there? Amen. It is better to rely on the Lord than to put confidence in princes. In other words, on anything that this world may be able to offer. And continuing on with a few more scriptures, Proverbs 3:26, For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being caught. That's Revised Standard. And then also in Proverbs, the 14th chapter, verse 26, the modern language translation, In reverence for the Lord, one has strong confidence, and for his children there shall be a refuge. Some of you might want to write that down. you mothers out there, you dads, in reverence for the Lord, one has a strong confidence, and for his children there shall be a refuge, praise God, not only for your children, but for all of God's children, amen? Many applications there. And in 1 John 2:28, this is the Revised Standard again, and now little children, because I don't care how old we are in the Lord, or how old we are naturally, we're all little children to him, abide in him. And of course, that was John's title of affection. Some of us are fathers. He knows, I mean, he enumerated fathers, young men, little children. We can abide in him because we are all children of the Lord, so that when he appears, Jesus, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. Praise God. And also, this is important, our confidence will produce results. In Mark, the 9th chapter, verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And that invitation is extended to all of us. No matter how difficult your problems may seem, no matter how insurmountable, no matter how long-standing, and this is true, especially dealing with loved ones, with children, or perhaps with unsafe spouses, or with co-workers, people, relationships you have to deal with, neighbors. It might seem to you, because we are creatures of time, and you know, his years have no end, speaking of our Lord. They are from everlasting to everlasting. Our life is as a handbreadth. It's a breath of a vapor. We're here for a moment, and like the grass, we spring up and we're gone, compared to the years of our God, which have no end. And as a result, we're impatient. We're creatures of time. We are born in time. However, we are invited to walk in the Spirit in the realm of eternity, his realm, where we see things from his perspective. And we know that regardless of what we go through, everything comes to pass. It doesn't stay forever. This anything in this world is just coming for a time, and then it will pass. Read Ecclesiastes, that third chapter again. I read a portion of it as we began this message this week. But to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. So, beloved, be encouraged. Take heart that your faith, your confidence in the Lord, your assurance in who he is will produce results. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. We should not limit the Holy One of Israel. We should know, as the children had of Israel in the wilderness had difficult learning. In fact, they because of their unbelief, they were confined to wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, and their carcasses dropped, but they're in the wilderness. But their children, they were the ones to inherit that land of milk and honey. Was there a battle? Of course there was. They were, you know, facing a land of walled cities and giants. But Joshua, he had an encounter with the commander of the host. He said, are you for us or you're for our enemies? And he said, neither, but as captain of the host, I am come. And beloved, those same words are true to you. You may be in a season of change. Just think of that generation. They'd been in the wilderness. They'd seen God's miraculous provision, but now they had to grow into a land that was in the natural formidable. Oh, their parents, that other generation said, it's a land flowing with milk and honey. But there's giants over there. Only Joshua and Caleb said, be of good cheer, courage. Don't be afraid, for God has given us the land. But unfortunately, because of the unbelief of their brethren, the 10 other spies, Israel was forced to wander in the wilderness and learn God's supernatural provision. But those who rejected that invitation to cross on over the first time were denied the experience of enjoying that land. So, beloved, it's the same for us. You may be ready to cross Jordan today. You may be ready to enter into a new season that God has in your life. Yeah, it can be just as scary in the natural as it was even for the children of Israel, that second generation. But they saw God do the miraculous. The walls of Jericho fell down flat. And I don't care what walls may be before you, what mountains, what the giants may be facing you, faith in God will produce the results. And so you can have confidence in the Lord. You can have that assurance, and you can have confidence that it will not only bring results, it will sustain you. Hebrews 3:14 says, "For we are made partakers of Christ if and that's our choice. That's where our will comes in. We hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." Let's pray. Father, right now, I don't care those who may be wavering, those who may be cast down. Father, I pray right now that we will hold fast the beginning of our confidence, hold it steadfast, hold it firm, hold it in faith unto the end, until we breathe our last breath, until you take us home by death or by the rapture. Father, I pray that we shall be unflinching in our faith, that we will hold fast to your unchanging hand, because you are our God. And Father, I pray every bit of unbelief to go in the name of Jesus. And I command, Lord, concerning the works of your hands, Lord, I pray that you will stir up faith. You are the author and the finisher or completer and perfecter of our faith. I pray that you will do that now for those who are struggling, those who are embattled. Lord, that you will show your mighty power just as you did for the children of Israel. For you are a God of miracles, because we don't have any problems today that a miracle from you can't change. Father, we love you and we praise you and we bless you and we thank you for your goodness and for your faithfulness to us. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a privilege to share the word of the Lord with you. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if you are in need of the support of agreeing prayer, because there's power, that's one of God's spiritual principles, his dynamics, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And know that I love you and I pray for you every day, even if you've never written. You're part of what I call my radio family. And if the Lord moves on you to write, he has a reason for doing it. I love to share through the ministry of correspondence. I respond to every person who writes in, and then we send out our monthly letter of encouragement, not to appeal for funds, but to bless and encourage your heart. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.